time about the red zone issues. Are those easily solvable?
No. I mean, every issue we have isn't always easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't be having the problem in the first place. So it's just one of those things, like I said, every player has to take a step back and see what they can do to help in the situation.
Jim Bob said it's the details. That was kind of, you know, he was asked to sum it up, what is the problem in the red zone? Do you think, like, does that sound accurate to you from a player's perspective? Is it just you guys paying more attention to detail?
Yeah, that's every situation. Like, when it comes to third and short, that's about details. Third and long, same thing. You need to know what situation the defense is going to put you in and how to solve that situation. So same thing with red zone. You need to know what situation you're in, what route you're doing, and what little details you need to focus on.
What is the concern about the slow starts? You've been outscored 40-20 in the first quarter. Is there an emphasis put on that, or is it the same thing?
It's just one of those things, details. We need to figure out what we need to do to come out a lot faster. But like I said, fight's always going to be there. It's just what we can do to figure out to get a faster start.
You've had a half season with this team now. What is your take on the way this team plays and competes and that? Just as a player's view.
I feel like this is the best team I've ever experienced when it comes to competing. You can never feel that we're out of the game. Yeah. So it's just one of those things you love to be a part of. It's just figuring out the little things. That's all we need to do. I feel once we get those going, we'll be a great team.
And just one other thing. This is for a mid-season game. There seems to be an awful lot at stake for both teams. It's sort of, it could divide the two teams into different directions. Do you get a sense of that, or is it too early for that?
I feel like it's still too early. A lot of games left to play. You never know. We can get on a roll now, and things can be completely different within a couple weeks.
That's what I mean,
I think it's just one of those things, like, started off slow, we're trying to get in a groove, and once we get in that groove, it's off to the races.
I just wonder, what's the coolest place you ever played a sports event?
Say coolest place?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really neat.
In a stadium where no one there speaks English. It's pretty awesome.
What did they speak?
I've been in one where everybody there spoke French, so it was like, I hear people screaming at me when I'm sucking, and it's like, I have no clue what you're saying, but I'll pick it up.
Well, doesn't the old middle always work?
If I see that, then I know, okay, yeah, I'm doing something wrong.